Carl Malden, Stamp Collector. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. When Carl Malden died recently at the age of 97, you heard what a great actor he was.
Listen, you know who the pistols are. You're going to keep still until they cut you down one by one?
What you probably didn't hear was that he was a stamp collector and a past member of the committee that advises the Postal Service on what stamps to issue. Dave Failer is head of the U.S. Stamp Program.
He was just a great guy that was always engaged in the stamp program, took great pride in the fact that he helped contribute to the selection of postage stamps.
Malden started collecting as a boy, saving the stamps on mail from his parents' families in Europe. He continued as an adult, you might say, following his own advice.
Don't leave home without them.
As you might imagine, Malden was especially influential in the Legends of Hollywood series, and Failer says it's no surprise that so many of the subjects of those stamps had worked with Malden.
He had such a broad range of talents and connections in Hollywood, serving as the president of the Motion Picture Academy. I mean, everybody just knew Carl. He was just one of those Hollywood icons himself.
It was also Malden's idea to honor the craftsmen behind the scenes.
He wanted to make sure that there were postage stamps that also recognized all those people behind the scenes that don't get the star treatment and the glory.
That set was issued in 2003, probably one of the last issues he worked on. Malden hadn't been an active member of the committee in recent years, but still kept an interest.
Earlier this year, we visited with him and showed him the stamp program and got his input.
Failer calls Malden a great American success story.
He was the child of immigrants. He grew up in the shadows of the steel mills in Gary, Indiana. Became, you know, one of these great American icons who everybody knows, and he did it. It's just a regular guy. It's just the common man.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.